please.
Would you get me Secretary Wirtz?
Yes, sir.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, all right.
You got all these strikes settled?
Well, the Louisville Nashville is scheduled to go down at 10:30 tonight, but it'll be stopped.
What about Florida?
Still no developments on Florida. On dead center. I saw Thompson again yesterday, the president of the company, who's no help, as you probably know.
What are you doing next Thursday?
Next Thursday,
you're not leaving town. I want you to stay here and write my speeches and help me instead of running around here educating these people over the world.
You get
on TV here. Make them put you on this Today Show. Get on there and do some talking. I saw you the other night. I don't know where it was, on some TV, but you do real well.
Well, thanks. Have you something special?
Something applied to words. What was it? Repeat it to me.
That's when they were trying to put these Republican words in my mouth.
But it was real good.
Well, it was the, Frillinghuysen and so forth, been asking a lot of loaded questions, and I guess what they put on the television was this quote of Voltaire's. You can take the measure of a man by the questions he asks rather than the answers he gives.
That's right. Then you described something about words. Had a good word. Good word preceded. I've forgotten what it was, but I thought it was real good. Anyway, if you're not going to be busy Thursday, what would you think about telling your employment office to get everybody that's unemployed in Wheeling, West Virginia, say at 10 o'clock, at Pittsburgh at 11:30 or 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock or something. Chicago at 2 o'clock and South Bend at 4 o'clock. And let us just go out there and talk to them.
To the people who are unemployed?
Yeah, just sit around and visit with them and let them take their pictures with us and see what their problems are. And I'll go on to Texas Thursday and the next plane will bring you all on back in here after South Bend.
All right.
If you think of any better places, I would say Wheeling. That gets West Virginia. I'd say Pittsburgh. That gets Pennsylvania. I don't know whether it gets any different types. I guess it does. One up to coal miners, one up steel, I hope.
Wheeling,
Pittsburgh, Chicago.
Yeah.
If Chicago's bad enough.
No, it's not. But I think
South Bend is.
South Bend would be
a good one. But Chicago would get you a hell of a press, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but let me look into that. But Chicago's up. I was out there just a little while ago. It's down to around 3% now.
Well, now what other place would you think of? Let's think about some states.
Yeah,
we got West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Indiana. Is any place downstate Illinois?
I'd want to make a little check on
St.
that.
St. Louis.
Be a possibility. Well, let me give you a business-like answer to
Let's
this.
Let's take 4 or 5.
All right.
And you ought to get somebody out there in advance.
Oh, sure. We'll set this up
right. And then we oughtn't let anybody know it, but just announce, keep it out of the press. About Wednesday afternoon, I'll just announce that I've decided I'm going to ask Secretary of Labor to go with me.
All right.
And we're going out there at the grassroots and see what these things are.
What it looks like. Yeah. I think it's a swell idea. Now, you'd count on leaving Thursday morning.
Leave early in the morning.
I've got to make a speech up in Boston Wednesday night, so I'll come back that night. And leave
early in the morning, and I'd stay late, and I won't go to Texas for Easter then.
In that connection, if you don't mind, I sent you a note today. I'd like to take my family out of town for 4 or 5 days starting there. That's all right with you.
It's all right. I hate to see you leave, but you...
Well, I'm frankly getting so tired. I get mad at everybody on a touch of a drop of a word, and I don't like that. But if you think that's all right, I will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is there anything you won't do?
Now, we'll work this out with George Reedy, probably, right?
I expect Bill Moyer's the best, and George is press secretary now, so he's got his hands full. And I told him that I would guarantee him 3 good releases out of the Labor Department a week. I don't care. So
sure.
You're not running for office. We are. And You just, if your press secretary is worth a damn, I told Walter Heller today to get a hold of Bureau of Labor Statistics, get a hold of FAA, get a hold of Commerce Department, get a hold of the FCC, get a hold of the Federal Trade Commission, get a hold of the HEW, and every one of them and their statistical agencies and their studies, and tell them I want the benefit of every study they got, because they say that Johnson gives them no news and there's not anything dramatic over here, and the Kennedy team is leaving and all that kind of stuff, and George is not as colorful and dramatic and sparky as Pierre, but he's a very solid and good and able man, and we don't have any choice anyway. Pierre just called in on 30 minutes notice, said he wanted to run the Senate, and I couldn't stand him today.
If it helps any, I talked to some of the press people last night. I ran into a bunch of them. They were so thankful for a lid being placed on at 5:30 yesterday afternoon for the first time in weeks. They couldn't get over it. You know, they're getting a lot of coverage, and George has gotten off to a beautiful start.
Well, you help him, because he respects you, and then tell your press man to help him, and because the stuff he had today, he announced your appointment to this equal employment man that you had to offset the other one.
McElvaney and
that's all he had.
Yeah.
That's the only damn thing he had. So I went in and gave him a letter on Panama. But they come here on Saturdays, and you have a little staff meeting over there. Tell Esther Peterson to dig up some stuff.
Very good.
And your press man.
Oh, we'll get you three a week.
And I think it would help the Labor Department. I think it would increase their prestige. Every time I do it, I brag on them, and it'll get them in the headlines, and I think it's better than they issued it themselves.
We have never had such support as we've had these last 10 weeks.
You're going to have it because you do the job, and tell Esther that her women, we're moving them. I'm looking for a judge now, and I'm looking for a banker. I named the three yesterday, got my ambassador named. Named one head of territories over in Interior. And we're really moving these women up.
Have you ever, have you heard anything about a woman judge, Bessie Margolin, a lawyer over here?
No.
Okay, well, I should not.
Well, tell me what about her.
I'll
get a
fuller story.
Bill Moyer says that Hale Boggs is pushing her for the court of claims.
Bessie Margolin?
Yeah.
She's top notch.
Is she?
Oh, she's...
How old is she?
Oh, probably 50... 50 plus or minus.
She got any political assets?
I'd have to check that. That's why I say I probably shouldn't.
Check it? No. Press. Check it. Hell no. I want
you
to help me.
She's gone to the Supreme Court. She's taken 25 cases to the Supreme Court and won 23 of them or something like that.
Get me that up. Get me that up Monday.
Right.
Don't you be hesitant about this. That's what I want. I want you to push me on some of these things. I don't ever know about them if you don't tell me. Don't be modest. You got to get this guy elected. So let's do it. I'm looking for a woman. So just get that woman's biography over here. I named one Assistant Secretary of Agriculture.
Got us that, and she's a crackerjack, Jacobson.
Yes, sir. And yes, we just you just get that woman's get her picture, get her biography, get 4 or 5 copies of it, and then get this record on cases, and let me have it.
Yeah, very good.
Let's see what political things they got, and let's be sure that we get clearance on them so I don't get in trouble with the senators and stuff like that, the governors. But Illinois is a good state. Missouri is a good state. They're doubtful states. If there's a real city and a little bit more in the Midwest, we had to get a little further out to St. Paul or something, we might go. But I want 4 of them. I want Wheeling, I want Pittsburgh, I want South Bend, and I could take one more. But we really have to move, and we wouldn't have much time.
All right, we'll start setting up right away. I'll get in touch with Bill immediately.
All right.
We'll be in.
Now, we might ask George Meany to go with us. I don't know any reason why I shouldn't just pick up the phone if you think it's all right and decide on it and say, you talking about unemployment, you talking about jobs, and you talking about all these things. And I got, let's go see some of these unemployed, and let's have a picture made with some of them, and let's get off our big fat tail here in Washington and get out in the grassroots.
Let me think that one through. Maybe there's something we want for it at this point.
All right.
And if I may give you...
Andy B. Miller's not supporting this poverty like he ought to be. I'm getting too many laps, and you better talk.
That's exactly why I've hesitated on my reaction you suggested about George Meany. I don't wholly like the way they're playing right now, and I think it ought to be carefully thought through.
Maybe it'd be help. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much.